Everyone who uses city water will pay 5% more, in part because fish processing plant representatives told the city council that it's too late in the season for them to adjust their budgets and business plans. A rate study that the city commissioned a while ago shows that based on the amount of water used, fish processors pay less than residents. Sam Bergeron was the only council member to vote against the across-the-board increase. He favors options that would have raised rates higher for processing plants.
I think it's pretty obvious that the residential ratepayers have been subsidizing the commercial ratepayers because they're paying more per than the commercial guys are. Going forward, and we had this discussion the last time, is that by golly, we're going to do something about it next time. Well, it's next time.
Councilmember Deanne Carlson agrees that it's unfair to residents, but says it's also unfair to change the rules without warning.
I think that something like that would have to be done incrementally. I think anyone would need a chance to kind of reconfigure business plans and processes and whatnot. Maybe there's ways to conserve water usage that they hadn't implemented before, but now they can look into things. I mean, you're talking about a pretty large change in how you're going to be billing one sector of our community, and I just think that it should be done in a fair and equitable manner and not just overnight kind of thing.
City Manager Carl Amelon says he'll bring back a plan to phase in increased rates for fish processing plants. In a split vote, the council approved a memorandum of understanding between Ketchikan, Petersburg, and Wrangell to move forward with an independent analysis of the Southeast Alaska Power Agency. Councilmember Dick Coos wanted to defer the vote, but his motion for delay failed 3-4. The vote in favor of the MOU passed 4-3 along the same lines, with Coos, Bob Sievertson, and Marty West on the dissenting side each time. West says she was concerned about the potential cost of the study, which is unknown, while Coos and Sievertson argue that SEPA is performing well and doesn't need to be analyzed. Sam Bergeron says the study is an independent review and not an attack on the agency.
The economic engine of our region is power, and we're running out of power. And I think that we need to know what the best entity is going forward and how we're going to get there. Is it with SEPA or is it on our own? And I think a study is going to help us find that out.
Koo says that the study is a direct attempt initiated by Wrangell to dissolve SEPA. Petersburg has not yet taken action on the issue. City Manager Carl Amelon favors the study. He recommends that Ketchikan form an ad hoc committee to move the project forward, similar to one formed in Wrangell. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.